My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Record prediction for the year and one bold footnote. 301-230-0980. So Denton and I yesterday, we were on record with our official. I'm at 10-7. That's bold enough, man. We're going to each have a couple of additional bold predictions, but 10-7 is pretty bold. Wild card berth as well. Pretty bold. And as optimistic as I've been in forever. Denton was at, wait, where were you again? I'm forgetting.
I was 8-9.
You're 8-9. We've both already given one bold prediction for the year, so I'll repeat mine and you can repeat yours. Mine is that Brian Robinson Jr., 1,200 plus yards rushing, maybe good for top three, top five in the NFL. 50 plus catches, and he ends up with his first Pro Bowl appearance. That was my first bold prediction. Your first bold prediction had to do with Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, I think Terry's going to break the single season receiving yard record that Santana Moss set back in his first year here back in 2005. That number was 1483, by the way.
Yeah, 1483. All right, my second bold footnote to the season is that Zach Ertz catches 80-plus passes, most for him in 5 years, and that may actually lead the team in receptions, but worst case, it would be second best on the team. Zach Ertz has a huge year. 80 catches, by the way, would put him in the top 5, 6, 7 in terms of tight ends in the league and receptions. I'm predicting a big year for Zach Ertz. What's your second bold footnote?
So my second prediction is that Jamin is going to have over 5.5 sacks. And the reason that I'm considering this bold is because despite the fact that we spend a lot of the offseason talking about Jamin Davis, whether he's going to make the team, where he'll play if he makes the team, I don't think he's going to play a ton. So, like, you'll see him maybe 10 to 15 snaps, it feels like, per week. But I think he'll be able to, towards the end of the year, start to have success, get more comfortable. And I think he's going to come away with 5.5 sacks this year.
I bet the over-under is much less than that on him.
I don't think there's a market for his over-under. Not legally, at least. You might have to go behind a dumpster and work it out.
All right, my third and final bold footnote to the season, and I don't even know if this is that bold. Daron Payne, yes, Ian, I love Daron Payne. I do. But Daron Payne has a big year with this particular surrounding core and this coaching staff. Look, Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. haven't been super complex in their front seven. They are certainly scheme up pass rush in unique ways. But in terms of just base run defense, I think Daron Payne's going to have another big season comparable to the season that he had in 2022. By the way, I thought about John Allen, too, for this final bold footnote, because I think actually both are going to have big rebound seasons. Maybe this isn't that bold, but I am going to say that Daron Payne ends up having a Pro Bowl caliber year. I don't know if it'll be a starter as a Pro Bowl guy or, you know, an alternate, but he's going to approach that sack total from 2022, which was 11.5. I don't know if he'll get there at 11.5, but it'll be close to double digits. But he'll be dominant at times against the run, and this will be a huge rebound season for Daron Payne. Is that bold? I don't even know if it's that bold. He's a talented, gifted, freakish player. But, you know, some people like to say he had his best year in a contract year. I think Daron Payne has a big season. That's my third and final bold footnote to the season. What's yours?
So my final one kind of contradicts your second one slightly. But I think by the end of the year, the definitive tight end one is going to be Ben Sinnott. You and I talked to him on draft night. Super good kid. They love his athleticism. I'm excited to see, as the season progresses, him get more comfortable, get more opportunities on the field. And I think by the end of the year, we're going to be looking at him as the tight end of the future on the team.
You know, I actually thought a lot about him as a bold prediction, as a guy that ends up being a massive producer this year. But I couldn't. I decided to go with Ertz instead because I just think the rookie quarterback. I've heard Kingsbury say enough that Ertz is going to be kind of a safety blanket. He hasn't used those words exactly, but I think there will be a big time connection. But I think Sinnott will be a big part of what they do.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.